when I was a pastor by a seminary student at our church. You know what? I'm really concerned because I think the pro-life issue is distracting us from the main thing. And I said, really? You know, tell me about that. What is the main thing to you? He says, well, the main thing, obviously, is the Great Commission, winning people to Christ. A little later, I'll tell you what I said to that seminary student. But first, let me read the Great Commission itself in the words of Jesus. It says, then Jesus came to them and said this, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given me. Therefore, in light of this authority, this power that's been given to me, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. The seminary student, Bob, who came to me and said the pro-life issue is distracting us from the main thing, the Great Commission. Well, I was his advisor, related to his program at the seminary. And I asked him, Bob, when is the last time you shared the gospel with someone? He says, well, you know, it was his second year of seminary. You know, ever since we've come to seminary, there's just no time. And we hardly even hang around unbelievers anymore. And I said, well, Bob, you know what? There is no danger of you being distracted from the Great Commission because you're not doing it in the first place. But let me tell you about women and in few cases, young men who have recently come to faith in Christ through pro-life ministry and then having the gospel shared with them. So even by his definition of the Great Commission, it wasn't accurate. But the Great Commission is much more than that, isn't it? It's teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And this is what it's all about. Jesus said, inasmuch as you've done it on one of these, least of these, my brethren, so you have done it for me.